Welcome to Everyday Happiness, where we create lasting happiness in about 2 minutes a day through my signature method of intentional margins, creating harmony between your to-dos and your priorities, happiness science, and musings about life. I'm your host, Katie Jeffcoat. And yesterday we talked about what to do with free time when you have too much. And today I'm sharing with you three tips from a recent Washington Post article that dissects this new research. How many of us feel like you're on the hamster wheel of to-dos, the tightrope of life? You are spinning all the plates, you're juggling all the balls. There is a reason there are so many analogies to this feeling of not enough time to get it all done. Most of us are in the thick of it. First, let's talk about intentional margins, the buffer of space and time to create harmony between your to-dos and your priorities. The first step is identifying your priorities and what really matters to you in this big, wide life that we're living. The research says you take a look at your schedule, you cut what's not important, what is not a priority, right? You cut all that out. I think it's easier said than done, and likely this happens over multiple weeks, right? But to really extract yourself from the commitments that are not priorities takes some time. And priorities can and should be for a season, for a week, a day. They evolve and you pivot. So you have margin for spontaneous free time. That's the goal. Instead of planning that leisure time, just have some time for that spontaneous walk with a friend or a quick coffee date. Lastly, the research suggests that we should find 2 hours a day where nothing is scheduled. 2 hours is the minimum of leisure time we should have every single day, no matter what. The article points out that it doesn't all have to come at the same time. Coffee breaks, short walks, reading, or watching TV count toward your discretionary time. One of the researchers, Holmes, says in this piece, "The important thing is that you carve out a couple of hours in your day and that you're spending it in the ways you want, not on obligations." So where are you spending your time? I'm curious where you have your 2 hours in your day. What are you doing with your leisure time? Until next time, hit the subscribe button and share this micro podcast with friends. We'd be so grateful. Let us know on social how you're spending your time. And remember, kindness is contagious.